to welcome Will from Goodwill. Hello, Will. How are you going?
Yoda, yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you going?
Very good. Actually, better now that you've released a single today. What's it called?
The new single is called Goner.
Exciting. Great stuff. So tell us a bit about your music. Like, what's the vibe?
Interesting. Well, I work on it so much that it feels like a question that someone else would be better off answering. But I could do my best and say that it's relatively DIY. It's all stuff that I record in like a living room. It has like some lo-fi things and some more traditional band things. I really like to fuse like a traditional band feeling with like some more modern or kind of messed up lo-fi recording techniques. It's kind of just singer-songwriter stuff.
Oh, cool. I mean, I'm a big believer in, you know, just having a mess around. It's where the best things happen, isn't it?
100%. It all goes downhill once you start to think too much, you know?
It does, eh? You get in your head and you're like, oh, no, that's not right. Now, you've been compared to being inspired by artists like Alex G and Bon Iver. Does that ring true?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's funny because I think so many of us listened to Bon Iver growing up. That I struggle to even pinpoint like a song or something. I feel like I just listened to that so much growing up that that's just like a main point of reference in music in general for me, you know.
Totally.
I definitely really love the work of both of those people and Alex G. And I mean, I could make a gigantic list of people, but really respect both of their music.
Yeah. So I guess having a singer-songwriter outlet, you know, you're able to kind of explore those emotions in your life. What would you say, you know, take for example this latest single, like what are we exploring here?
Well, the song started in like a really stream of consciousness kind of way. Like I wasn't consciously really trying to write about anything at all, and I wasn't even sure what I was writing about while it was kind of coming out. But shortly after that, I actually went to LA for the first time, which I, to be honest, found really weird.
It's like quite jarring, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of took me by surprise because I've never gone somewhere and not just instantly had a lot of fun. But there was kind of a lot to unpack. And I met a lot of people that were like quite money oriented or something.
I
met this guy who was like completely sure he was going to be a billionaire one day, and he was just I know I'm going to be a billionaire. And I was like, that's crazy. And I also had this Uber driver who, when I just got there, I was like, so how many people live in LA? And she was like, it's definitely over a billion. And I was like, is it that?
That's amazing. It's just that, kind of inflated La La Land view, eh?
It was wild. I mean, I also met lots of great people. I don't want to talk down on everyone. Because it's a great place. But there was just like a couple of really funny experiences. And then on the way home, I was like kind of unpacking it in my head. And I just started to think about the guy I met who was going to be a billionaire. And I was like, how does that compare with my levels of commitment and belief to myself? You know, so that's kind of where the song came from. Yeah.
I mean, it's a big thing. I don't know whether it's that New Zealand mindset of kind of, I'll never be a billionaire, you know, that's just crazy. Or is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, I haven't been to everywhere in the world, but I feel like New Zealand maybe has like the lowest level of like self-belief, or at least self, like in terms of how you present yourself. And the States was the place I've been that had the highest, so it was kind of like a match made in heaven for me to be like, wow, this is very different in terms of how you go around.
Totally. It's two ends of the extreme there. And also, I'd like to talk just briefly about your producing. You've done pretty amazing work there with There's a Tuesday and an upcoming Mousy album. I mean, how do you feel? What's different when you're, you know, songwriting as Goodwill and then when you're producing for others?
Well, I would say the main thing is that when I am being a producer for someone, it's kind of, you're like a kind of a third party, and you're a little bit less emotional about what you're making, and you can think quite clearly and in kind of a practical way. And I think that's what's really helpful about having a producer or a friend to work with you if you are the artist or the songwriter, because it's a lot more impartial. But it's funny because when I'm writing my own stuff, the shoe is kind of on the other foot, and I'm like the one flailing around being like, what am I supposed to sound like? And does this guitar sound represent my whole life? You know, it's like, yeah, everything's blown way out of proportion, and there's like all this overthinking. So I'd say that's the thing, is like in the producing stuff, I am hopefully bringing like some a sense of calm and like a steadying the ship, you know. And
totally,
for my stuff, it's a much more probably a much more emotional experience. It's a bit more of a roller coaster.
Yeah, and it's interesting working with yourself. You know, you kind of don't have that collaboration where you can blame anyone else, or, you know, that, I mean, I guess you take the whole credit at the end, but, you know, there's no one to hide behind.
Yeah, it's really interesting, that one. And I mean, I was in a band for a long time, and doing a solo thing and being in a band are great for the exact reasons that they can also be bad, you know, like,
yeah,
you can have too many cooks in the kitchen if you're in a band, or you know, it can be amazing because you've got lots of perspectives and hopefully people you trust around you, and yeah, they're both really valuable, but you can definitely go a little bit crazy, like in your own, or I can at least anyway, in my little studio, you know, if I don't like just go for a walk or something every now and then.
Yeah, yeah, I heard a walk helps when you're going a bit crazy.
A walk helps, totally. I think a walk helps everything.
It does, doesn't it? It solves most issues.
It never feels like it will, you know. You're like, why would walking help me? And then you go for a walk, yep, and you're like, oh, everything's fine.
Yeah, literally. I feel like there should be government policy where we're all forced to get out there and go for a walk. Now, rolling back onto some of your music, you've had some good awards rolling in, some good recognition. How does it feel?
I think that feels really nice. I feel like that kind of stuff does feel really good, and in another sense, it's hard to know how much to take from it.
Mm.
But I would definitely just see it as a big compliment, and yeah, it's a real pleasure to be nominated for something and for people to think it's cool, you know. So
yeah,
it's nice. It's appreciated.
Yeah. So there's an upcoming album. When are we expecting that one?
I haven't released the date yet, but yeah, there'll be a full project coming in one of the later months of the year, and a whole bunch of singles leading up.
Oh, cool. So big things coming, I guess, is the general consensus there.
Yeah, I would say that is right.
Cool. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us, Will. And I'm sure the audience by now is like literally bated breath to listen to this new one. but yeah, cheers for coming on. And this is Goodwill's new track, Goner.
Yes.
Sugar rushes, easy life, jamming bills and blowflies, not a cloud, a shopping bag, city dog with an apple.